supplies demand weakens for at-home fitness products. Now, 2 years into the pandemic, one stock we've seen on a steady decline is Peloton. Shares of the at-home fitness company falling yesterday to their lowest close since May 2020 and moving lower today as well. The stock's now off nearly 80% from its closing high last January. And for more on that, happy to welcome in a fresh face to our team. Yahoo Finance's Brad Smith here. Extremely excited to have you on board with us now, man, because you get to answer the tough questions in retail, like how much worse could it get for Peloton before it gets better?
You know, it's a big question right now, especially with shares beginning this new year, this fresh 2022, which is, of course, commonly known as Fit Week, as everybody signs up for their new memberships and perhaps buys a connected device. But as of right now, what we've seen for Peloton and PTON shares is starting off the year with some of those 52-week lows that we saw yesterday. Now, the first several days of the new year, as we mentioned often, called that Fit Week time of the year, where it's a time span for gym memberships to be signed up for, some of those new devices to be purchased, new device registrations as well that typically come through at about this time. And so shares of Peloton, they've been largely riding in reverse, though, and down roughly 80% since peaking in early 2021 in January, actually this time last year. And the critical declines as of recent, most notably, it came after their fiscal 2022 first quarter earnings report. They had cut their full year revenue forecast. They cited demand uncertainty for its connected devices. And then there was also a dilution of some of the outstanding shares during the November public offering of shares as well, priced at about $46. And so, you know, all that considered, you think about the backdrop that they are in right now and the broader fitness space is in right now. Amid gym reopenings, Peloton, they've been struggling to maintain some of that early pandemic pace of growth that we had seen them be able to amass, and especially for the connected device purchases as well, with the which get into the thousands, $2,000, up to $4,000 in some instances. And even as the company went public, within those connected devices, it was looking at around a 20% conversion rate of digital subscriptions into the connected device purchases. And so it's a larger question as of right now when they'll see that rate kind of return, especially considering the existing digital subscribers to connected device owners. They have been looking at that metric and trying to lower prices during 2021 with that goal of seeing more of that conversion rate as well. And so the last few quarters, average workouts, that's also been on a downtrend. And we'll see when some of those connected device purchases start to resume too.
I mean, Brad, it's a steep price tag to start with. And you just figure during the pandemic, a lot of people were forced to work out at home. You mentioned the concern about demand, membership declines. But what's happened on the other side in terms of in-person gym visits? Have we seen a bit of a pullback there, especially in light of this latest wave with the Omicron surge?
Right. And I think on screen, our viewers are taking a look at some of the declines that on the Peloton side that we've seen in in-home fitness. But you bring up a great point. While Peloton has seen waning workouts in these most recent quarters, in-person gym visits, they seem to still be holding pretty steady right now. The common comparison, of course, is the at-home fitness of and a company like Peloton, which has been the poster child or poster product for at-home fitness, compared to a major behemoth like a Planet Fitness that has the franchisee model, but at the same time is a major engine for so many different parts of the world to have that access to a physical gym membership. Planet Fitness, for their own right, too, they've been making investments in their digital connectivity and that engagement point for so many of their subscribers and their gym goers as well, even as they've had to continue to navigate what some of the precautions that may need to be put in place are, considering the Delta variant that we saw last year, as well as the Omicron variant that was labeled as a variant of concern. Going right into the holiday season, Planet Fitness and their CEO, Chris Rondeau, continuing to signal that they aren't seeing any waning in the amount of visits. And in fact, as of right now, even if we were to look at some of the app store progressions in the health and fitness space, Planet Fitness ranks number third in the Apple App Store as in that category, at least, as compared to Peloton, which is at the number 40 marker as of last check. And so that perhaps gives us a little bit of inclination and insight into how many people are using that as a digital access point for getting some of that fitness instruction right now.
Yeah, the whole new year, new me, not necessarily playing out, at least in the share action we've seen for Peloton this year. But Brad Smith, appreciate you bringing it to us. And very, again, just got to say, happy to have you on board here, man.